Hi there, welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal and here are the top headlines at this hour. New COVID cases declined to 3.7 lakh in 24 hours. Petrol diesel prices hit fresh record highs. Insurance mutual fund players cut equity investments in quarter 4. Fitch says economic activity down but shocked less severe. Center says states to get over 9 lakh vaccine doses in 3 days. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Benchmark indices managed to extend their gains from Friday. The gains were broad-based and driven by expectations of continued policy support from the US Fed following disappointing US jobs data. Metals, pharmaceuticals and some financial services hogged much of the spotlight today. HDFC added to its Friday gain and was one of the biggest contributors to Nifty. Similarly, shares of L&T found their footing and surged 4% ahead of their results later this week. The metal pack remained the envy of the market as the Nifty Metal Index soared to another record high. Among the biggest gains on the Nifty 50 were shares of UPL, Coal India, Hindalco and IOC rising 5-7%. In the broader market, the gains were more handsome as the Nifty Midcap and Nifty Smallcap Index outperformed the Blue Chip Index. We have with us Mr. Narendra Solanki of Anand Rathi Financial Services to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. Given the recent stream of gains, is it the right time to turn bullish on the market?
We think at any given point in time, markets continue to provide opportunities for investors and people can go long and generate return. Similarly, in today's market, there are ample opportunities for generating returns. Currently, what we are seeing is that mid-cap and small-caps are outperforming in some pockets sectors like chemicals, specialty chemicals, pharma, agri and agri inputs, metals and mining are also looking good.
Which pockets of the market should investors avoid at this time?
Investors should avoid sectors which are directly affected by lockdown like travel, leisure, cinema, realty, especially commercial and small geographically concentrated financials and NBFC stocks.
We also caught up with Mr. Nirav Chedda of Nirmal Bank Securities to decode the charts. What are the chances of Nifty finally breaking out above 15,000 points given that the level has been tough to breach?
Yes, as you said, the 15,000 level is a strong resistance on the upside. We need a briefly close above this 15,000 levels and then probably, we might see further upside. But at this point of time, looking at the overall position, I don't think a big breakout is going to come in. We might just again fall back below the 15,000 levels going ahead. But a weekly close is very important. So at this point of time, a Friday closing above 15,000 is important, which has not come in for the last 2-3 months. So we'll have to wait for Friday.
How should traders approach the Nifty Bank Index at this moment?
For Bank Nifty, it has been a laggard. 33,600, 33,700 is the 50-day moving average, which it hasn't really retested as yet. And I believe it is now going towards the 50-day moving average. So that is going to be a strong resistance on the upside. But once that 50-day moving average is crossed, I believe Bank Nifty will regain its lost ground and can come up towards the 35,000-36,000 levels soon. At this point of time, just first regaining the 50-day moving average is going to be important. Till then, one should not be buying Bank Nifty. Let it go up above the 50-day and then probably, look to buy.
Asian markets ended mostly higher for the day. European markets were mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.